Here we are in lesson six of book one. This is on secular humanism. And what we're going to do in the first slide here is we're going to go through the Humanist Manifesto. Remember, when you take a look at the upper right corner at that picture, you see the conflict that's going on in academia today. You have secular humanism, where man is created, God is a projection of his own mind. In other words, the mind of man is what guides morality. And then you have the Christian worldview, where God made mankind in his own image. In other words, biblical principles guide morality. So just click on the screen and let's take a look at what secular humanism has to say. In the Humanist Manifesto, the first belief is that the universe is self-existing, not created. Second, man is a part of nature and has emerged as a result of a continuous process. Third, the universe, by modern science, makes unacceptable any supernatural guarantees of human values. Fourth, realization of human personality is the end of man's life. So the goal is its development and fulfillment in the here and now. And then fifth, man is the result of a blind and random process that does not necessitate any kind of meaning. And then finally, sixth, humanism is fostered by evolution. Kind of hard, kind of makes you scratch your head, doesn't it? That's the Humanist Manifesto. That's basically the tenets of secular humanism in America today. So go ahead and click on the screen. Let's go to slide two. In slide two now, we're comparing the conflict between Christianity and secular humanism. Christianity says you're a special creation of a good and all-powerful God. You're created in his image with capacities to think, feel, and worship. You differ from animals not just by degree, but in kind. And not only is your kind unique, but you are unique among your kind. God loves you so intensely. He desires your companionship and has a plan for your life. God gave the life of his son that you might spend eternity with him. And if you're willing to accept his gift of salvation, you can be his child. Now, look at the opposing view in secular humanism. First, you're a descendant of a tiny cell of protoplasm that showed up 3.5 billion years ago. You're the blind and random product of time, chance, and natural forces. You're a grab bag of atomic particles. You are purely a biological entity, different only in degree but not in kind from an amoeba or a microbe or a virus. You exist on a tiny planet in a minute solar system in an empty corner of a meaningless universe. You have no essence beyond your body, and at death you cease to exist. You came from nothing, and you're going nowhere. And guess what the battle in America is today, guys? You teenagers, it's between the fact that our country was founded on Christianity, but we're moving more and more towards secular humanism. So that is lesson six. It gives you an overview of the battle we have and what secular humanism is and what it's doing in our culture.